I wanna see, rock no mesh.
Where's
you?
The thing?
The slate. Where's the slate? Where's the slate? Where's the slate, B?
Okay, camera on, ready, two ready, three ready, sound okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, podcast and chill, award-winning podcast.
Hey, thank you.
Podcast of the year.
Oh man, fuck, bro! Guess who I got to see for the first time ever play?
Who?
Kabza the Small.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah, for the first time ever.
You've never seen him.
No.
Wow.
Never seen him. I saw him at Great Dane. Yeah. Yeah, Great Dane in Bram.
He came to Great Dane.
Yeah, he was playing. Didn't you see him?
What time?
Like, oh, he left.
Oh.
Oh, you got an Uber.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, he came to Great Dane and he played, bro.
Because no, the thing is, we didn't plan on going to Great Dane.
Yeah.
Right? And I had an appointment with someone. And so I came through for camaraderie, you know, with the
click. Teamwork.
Mr. Teamwork.
Yeah.
Oh, he played. No wonder they were charging. I'm like, interesting, they charged him. Charging, Great Dane, prom. Oh. On a Wednesday, when was it? I'm like, why are you charging? Yeah. Oh, because God, wow, fuck.
Yeah, I know, he killed it. Hey, Shine Number, exclusive.
He's good.
Ooh!
He's good.
Exclusives, boy.
I can't see the, but is he good? Is he
good
DJ?
No, he's a good DJ.
Dope, DJ, man. Yeah.
But I found it so surprising, wow. like producers never play their songs. The whole time I'm waiting for Asibe Hip, he didn't play.
He didn't play.
Wow. Zero.
For real.
Yeah.
Wow.
He, but it makes sense because I never play Rufuno anyway, so yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Maybe you should.
Because they're not waiting for it. Am I phony? Phony, no. But I mean, it's Kabza, dog. Promoters are booking you to play.
Yeah.
They're booking you to play the big song.
He was just playing exclusive. I don't know a single song he played, bro.
Wow. But it was rocking.
Yeah, it was rocking. Yeah. Do you play your songs?
Not now, because my songs are old now, right? But I'm
what
back.
I mean, like, music songs are old and he rocked it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll play En Uhuru because it's like a classic.
Yes.
Right? So I'd play that because it's a classic. But normally, I'm not that DJ also who plays just my songs the whole set.
Mm.
I'll play my hot song then or a new song that I believe will rock.
Mm. You
know what I mean? Because the thing about DJing is you can drop an unknown song, but if it fits in the mix and it's rocking, it'll fuck shit up anyway because people are here, especially when you've got that crowd that is here for the music.
Mm.
Not here for the hits only.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it depends.
Yeah.
But I do. But I'm not that guy who'll play unknown songs because they're just mine. I'll play an unknown song because it's hot.
Yeah.
And if it happens to be mine, I'm rocking it.
Hey, dog, I was so embarrassed myself because by the time you came, I was lit.
Hey, you were lit, dog. You were there. You were gone.
And you know I'm a groupie for Kabza.
Yes.
So I was just like, King Kabza, how are you? What do you need to drink? What do you want, King Kabza?
He's lying. He wants a beat. King my ass. Last time you called someone king, he wanted an interview.
Exactly.
Good morning, my king. You want to watch shit? He'll start calling you king. Just know.
Oh, fuck, man. What TV shows have you been watching lately?
There is something I watched. And I think, no, man. It's Squid Games. I haven't watched anything. Billions is out. I should be watching Billions. But I haven't been watching Billions.
Bright Show? I thought you were going to mention The Bright Show.
The Bright Show?
Yeah.
Oh, The Bright... Yes, I watched a couple of episodes of The Bright Show.
Because it seems like no one's watching The Bright Show.
Yeah, well...
The numbers are bad.
Apparently the numbers are bad.
Terrible.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Phil Impella, you know, he always, like, he's got the exclusives and stuff.
Especially with, like, TV and stuff.
Especially with TV. Yeah. He's got someone at the... He's like that footballing guy. You know that footballing guy who knows, like, what people are saying in boardrooms when it's transfer talks?
Oh, yeah.
But
he's
the TV guy.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So he tweeted... Someone said, "We're not Phil Impella, you are biased. Now that The Bright Show is breaking records, you no longer update us."
Mm.
Yo.
Then he replied.
Yo, then he responded. He's like, "If I reported that, hashtag The Bright Show's ratings continue to plummet to a point where it's not even making the top 20 shows on SABC 1. Not even SABC as a whole, across the three platforms.
Aww.
On SABC 1, apparently it's not making the top 20. It didn't make it in October, the top 20.
Yo.
Yeah. It's like, I'm having a very good week. Don't need to stress. Somebody else will report that.
Yeah.
Sure. But the show, it goes back to that Twitter thing, right?
Yeah.
where EFF wins votes on Twitter.
For sure.
Because it trends every weekend.
But
I mean, every week on paper. Twitter.
Yeah. But remember, people pay for those trending things. Like even some soapies,
yes,
some soapies pay.
Promo.
Promo, yeah.
Like promo, yeah. Damn, for real.
Yeah.
We're not paying, right? We pay.
Nah.
Have you looked at the books?
Yeah.
Is there a Twitter promo column on our spreadsheet? Damn, no, we pay.
A day in Twitter where we're not trending is a good day.
It's a good day. We're trending like a nerve with us.
We can't pay for that.
Yeah. It's crazy. And the irony is, a.k.a., oh, he's probably happy about that. Mm. Also,
yeah.
The irony is, AKA was talking. He tweeted that not so long ago, all females, like Slay Queen females, were becoming rappers,
mm-hmm.
and now they're becoming DJs, right? And I feel like one thing that is overlooked. I mean, I love Casper. He's a very sweet guy, very nice guy, incredible artist. But one thing that they overlook as well, TV presenting is a craft. To hold a TV show, it's a craft. It's like to
but
present
Casper
a radio
is
show.
But Casper's doing well, though.
Huh?
But Casper's doing well.
Casper is doing well.
Yeah.
He's like the top one artist in the country.
No. Not as an artist, but also when he was presenting the show, like hosting.
So he's a good presenter.
Well, he doesn't.
So why? What's going on there?
It's just not landing, I guess.
Are they not marketing it? No, but Casper's got like stands. What do they call them? Tibipians. And it's free TV. It's not like, exactly. You know what I mean? It's not DSTV or... So what is going wrong then? Because I saw the show once. I also checked it out when he had Makadzi on. And you're right, it's not a horrible presenter.
But the truth of also is that how many people are still watching SABC?
A lot, millions. But now the thing is, even if not a lot of people watching SABC, it's still not in the top 20 of the most viewed show.
Yeah.
I said the most viewed show had literally 1,000 views, right? Or an audience of 1,000. It should still be there.
Yes.
What were you saying about Slay Queen's DJing and stuff?
I was saying that it's a similar thing. Because you're the hottest MC or artist in the country, it doesn't mean you'll kill it doing TV or you'll kill it acting.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. But he's got a solution.
Mm-hmm.
What's the solution?
What's the solution?
Come with us as guests.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Then people will finally get the interview they've been looking for. We'll end up interviewing him.
Because wherever we go, the numbers follow.
No. Apart from that, though, but I think...
Is this you being serious?
No, I'm not being serious. Apart from that, I mean, numbers all just have really... Because you know that if you... Casper's a very nice guy, but if you... Bring people with content, people who are entertaining, people who, you know what I mean? Because then it becomes a problem. It's like us. We always talk about this with interviews. Should we have so-and-so? Case in point, Cece. A lot of people didn't, you know, enjoy her because she doesn't want to talk about stuff that everybody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
So I think if he brings...
And the numbers did well. Her episode did well in Channel O, eh?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. People are fucking with it, bro.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. But I get what you mean, yes.
Yeah, you get what I mean, right? Mm. Yeah, bring people full of content and then it'll be nice. Otherwise,
but
you're
we've been
dead
blessed
meat.
This week. Yeah, with content.
Yeah.
We had a Skido. Lit.
Hey,
lit.
You know, Skido. Yo,
bro, that wasn't even an interview. It was like, bro, Skido, here's the mic, talk while we drink.
Literally.
And he's got stories for days.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, we had Teko Modise. He was amazing.
Oh, Teko reminds me of me so much, man. So
and
amazing. He reminds me of me so much. I don't want to spoil it for people. Wait, didn't care about it. Didn't care
about it. I think that Teko is very prideful. Like, so he's not.
Yeah?
Like very prideful, very arrogant.
No, not at all.
He's misunderstood.
The reason why he didn't want to come on the show, he said he's too honest for his own good.
Oh.
You know, same vibes as Euphonic.
Okay.
But then when he saw Robert Morrell, he's like, fuck it. If Robert can come, I'm coming.
And tell, you know, and be honest about
everything
that
happened. Oh, sweet.
So, number one, the being very honest and being very, I'm very closed off, especially with my relationships. He said one thing that, can I spoil it? Just one thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he was like, a lot of girls, when they're with him, they think he's got a side chick. I mean, they're the side chick. He's got someone else because they feel like they don't know him. He's a stranger. Mm. And that reminds me of me. A lot of girls up there, like, they feel like there's someone I'm with.
You're taking it there, bro.
Wow. Oh,
what kind of thing is this? You see, like, I'm very honest. You see? Deco,
so
you see,
that just sounded like, you know when you say, no, this guy just reminds me of myself. And then you go, okay, what is it? No, he wears the same shoe size as me. Like, how?
Oh, no. It means like the other stuff. The misunderstood and, yeah, man.
Oh, okay, okay.
Do you think you misunderstood?
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, I think I'm misunderstood.
No, no way.
Am I not misunderstood?
No, never.
Why do you say that?
Because, like, some people think I'm a dick, and I'm not even. You guys know me, but I think I'm
no, but you're a dick, but because you tell
I'm
it,
not a
we
dick.
Tolerate. We tolerate.
Wow.
No. So that you misunderstand it.
Podcast without Saul is like the Prime Show without AKA. We fucked.
Yo, the numbers are plummeting.
No numbers.
Oh, the numbers will plummet.
So that's what we tell Mesh. He's talent, bro.
Yeah.
Behave.
Nah, but I'm not like
don't
that.
Ask Come him on. Anything about his food.
I'm not like that. Come on.
Yeah. So they think you're a dick.
Yeah, some people think I'm a dick. Mm. You know, like, and I'm not.
No.
Like, what would you do?
I'm a very sweet guy.
When you do what? What would you do that people make you
like
think?
Sometimes I'm just in my own head. You know what I mean? Like, and
you're antisocial. There's a difference.
I'm not. Was I antisocial at Great Dane?
No. But we're lit.
But you called the Uber. You called the Uber
no,
first.
No, because it was an impromptu chillax.
Okay.
Right?
Gathering.
So, yes. Gathering. You know what I mean? So that's why. I had an appointment. So I couldn't disappoint the appointment.
Chief. Cosley, I wanted to ask you, is it true that Ayanda Tabete got her boobs done?
Ayanda Tabete?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I read an article.
Have you seen it?
Wow. Yeah, I read an article here on Sunday World, man.
Okay.
Let me find it.
She got her boobs done.
It goes, Ayanda Tabete must be thankful for silicone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the boobs, ne?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful.
That's what it says.
So now what? To reduce them or to grow them?
I think she grew them.
Ooh, Ayanda, my bad.
Look at the picture.
Like Ayanda. I've met her a few times.
Yeah. That's the picture. Look at that.
No, I'm also seeing a picture as well. Yeah, something is up.
We are grateful for the invention of silicone as Shwa Shwi,
Sunday World person.
Is it sure Ayanda Tabete is even more thankful every opportunity she gets to show us a new bosom. She sees us.
Bosom.
Did I say bosom?
You said bosom. You said possum, dog.
Who poses in the kitchen with panties and a bra?
Well, you know what? If you put in all that money, you must flaunt it.
Yeah. Have you ever felt fake tits? How do they feel?
I haven't felt fake tits, but.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, what are you laughing, sound guy?
The way he touched his own. The way you started touching your own.
These are real. 100%. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How many random girls do we know that have had boob jobs? Mm. You know, so I haven't had... I wouldn't even say the privilege because a lot of people say it's hard. They're hard.
Mm.
And you can see, like, they're not like, you know, if a girl does this, they won't go like...
Some do.
Like they should. They'll just remain awkward, you know, like... I'm supposed to move now. What's going on? Nah, stay like that.
Like the ACBC looking at the Price Show's numbers.
Stagnant.
This silicone ain't moving.
You're a dick, bro. You're a dick, man.
They ain't moving.
Nah, you're a dick.
Would you get your boobs done, Gosling?
I'd love to.
For real?
I'd love to. Because I like big boobs. So I'd love to.
So we're going bigger.
Yeah.
Okay, so why haven't you?
No, but Mnaga's not like, he says no, he's happy with the way they are.
For real?
Yeah.
But are you happy? It's not about him, it's about you.
Yeah, it's your body.
I've always been obsessed. One of the things growing up, I always said, I hoped I get big boobs. So I just never, they never went that big the way I love, you know. So, and I like the fake looking tits. I'm not against them. The stiff and not moving. Hey, I'd love
but
this.
But I think this is just a theory or whatever. I think the higher the price, the more natural they'll get. Like, to get the most natural boobs, you gotta pay the top surgeons. I don't know if you know what I mean.
And how much
I've
is
seen
it?
Girls,
how much is it?
I don't know.
It can go for like I think.
What is it? 8K.
I don't keep abreast.
Yeah,
50.
I don't keep abreast with these prices.
I think it goes for like I think 20K per boob. It's also, yeah, it's charged like, yeah.
Damn.
So damn, it's for real.
For like, but it differs. Some, you know, 40 per breast.
Drake once paid for, she's an OnlyFans model now, but she used to be a porn star, Keiki.
Oh.
He once paid for her boob job.
Nice.
Obviously, it was payment for sex.
Yeah. Like, you know how Drake rules, eh?
Yeah. Yo, OnlyFans, it lives there. Like, yeah. He smashes all the OnlyFans
girls. I
heard
the craziest shit this week, bro. There's a new scheme in Santon, right?
Oh yeah.
So apparently these girls, you know these city girls, the ones that come out at night.
Yes.
So the night girls.
Yeah. When you go to the club, right?
Yeah.
What they do now, they'll let you rock. For free.
For free.
Ugh, no such thing. You're a rookie if you think you're rocking for free.
And then what happens?
And then when you wake up, they open up a case of rape.
Ah.
Kid you not, it's like a real thing right now, especially in Santon. Imagine, bro.
Wait. So they skip the part where they ask for money.
Yeah,
and they go straight to
on purpose. So they mean they do this on
so
purpose.
So that's a high when it's a rape case.
Because you're gonna pay whatever.
Yes. Because for sex you'll be like whatever, 1,000, whatever.
Exactly.
Right?
450K. Whatever, yeah.
Just the case number. 450K.
Which case now?
He said they're gonna open a case.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's the new thing, bro. And they're working together with the cops. So the cops know as well. And the cops come there. Obviously, you don't want that shit coming out. Mm-mm. You'll pay whatever as a nigga.
It's so
guys,
messed up, man. Like they're spoiling the fun for a lot of like single people, you know, who just wanna go out.
And hook up, man.
And hook up, like back in the old days. You know, you're single, ready to mingle, go up, go out, pick a girl, book a hotel, or go back home because you're single, you're not hiding from anyone, and smash.
Mm.
Now, you got to ask, are you with the cops? are you selling? How much? I'll pay now. You really like me? It's free. Okay, cool. You know what I mean?
Show me your ID.
Yeah, you have to go to club with a fucking questionnaire. You know? I should tick all the boxes. That's fucked up, man. Like, I know it's hustling, guys, but that's fucked up.
What is this obsession, though, with money? Is it like, is it going back to now? Because I remember there was even a whole story that has been just going around when Mihlale and Boiti sat together and they were talking about girlfriend allowance, right? Mm.
I saw that clip.
Yeah, and then how Mihlale was like, okay, in a previous relationship, she was getting 50K.
50K.
This is gottos, though.
This is per month, guys. Not
it's
just
more
the
than
ones
my rent,
off.
Dog.
Yo.
Damn.
And then Boiti says, no, she would want in her next relationship 450K. Like this is per month, monthly allowance, girlfriend allowance.
But that was clickbait, man. There's no way she means that.
Yeah,
come on. So I saw a trend and all. I'm like, guys, really? It's like me saying I'm selling this phone, old phone of mine, right?
Yeah.
And I'm selling it at 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's my phone. I can put a price to it, but no one's going to buy it at that price.
Yeah.
Right? And that's...
Yeah.
Exactly what she's doing. Like,
so I'm just like trying to link it up with this whole thing now. If you're saying that girls out there are also doing this thing, what is this obsession with money? Like,
you must tell us, girls, ladies, women that love money.
I don't understand. How?
Look in the mirror.
It's
not us for communications of brain.
No, guys,
it's not us opening cases of rape. It's not us asking for umkamelo money in the morning.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's not us who are saying indota must.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's all you.
How? Because now we're satisfied with 1.5. you know, wife allowance. What's up now? Eh, Shama 50.
You must tell us, because lady, we don't know.
I'm not in this league, guy. I'm not in this league. Like, I'm getting surprised. Like, what's going on? Yo. Now, women out there will, you see, they'll end up resorting to this because 2,000 is not enough. And it's, if we're going to just start by a conversation and say, okay, let's hook up. Okay, give me like 1,000. But that's not enough. Let me rather do this whole scheme, as you said, in order to get 10K, hopefully.
Two grand is enough. Let's not lie, guys. This whole Bryanston, North Centon lifestyle, it's a lie. Normal people don't live like that. You know? This honeys will take 2 grand as Imalim coming. This not lie.
There's a whole scheme that
dog, you're from
Pitori,
man. It's, if you had a honey and she wanted 2K in the morning, or you offered her 2K,
would
she say no?
200?
It's too little. For ass. That's a lot. Like, the sentient thing is not real. It's like Twitter. It's not real life. 2K is not... Because niggas are paying 300K or 20K or whatever. That's stupid.
Didn't
that's
they say Imavuso?
That's a lie.
They called it Imavuso, right? And it was like, yeah, 200 trend, 300 trend.
What happened to the old school fashion skidla vase? Where are they?
They there. Bro, they there.
But ride or die. So share a black label, baby, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy. You know what it reminds me of? You know, like when you're hosting an event and you don't want the riffraff to come, you say the door entry is 200. Because you don't want those guys to come.
You don't want
those guys that pickpocket the phones and stuff. Yeah. They can't afford 200. So I think that's what she's doing, you know? So people like myself and so we can't approach her. But there's ninjas that can.
Yeah, because, I mean, Boiti's got, like, she's rich, man. You know, she's worked hard. She's got money. So you're right. So chance takers don't come through. You don't even knocking on her door. Like, hey, let me in.
Yeah.
Fuck. So I think it's that. It's you're right, though. It's a way of screening.
Yeah.
You know, removing the muck.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know you guys don't watch Survivor, but I was watching Survivor. There's a new season right now.
Damn, Survivor's still on.
The craziest thing happened, bro.
Yeah.
So you know Jeff, the host.
Yes.
Jeff is still there.
Yes. Hasn't even changed,
Jeff,
dog.
Yeah, of course.
And he's still the same.
Jeff Prost or whatever.
Yeah. So now, for how many years has Survivor been on? Like 25 years, 30 years plus, right?
Yeah, since like the early 2000s.
And every time they do a challenge, he always goes, come in, guys. But then this episode, it's crazy, bro. They were having a discussion on the show for like 10 minutes on whether it's right for him to say, come on, guys. Or should they drop it?
Wow. Why?
Who cares?
Who has a problem with it?
I guess it's not just guys now. It's guys, girls.
But guys is a general term, man.
Yeah, guys is for everybody.
Oh, and the LGBTQI.
Danko.
But it's still plural because it still covers them. It still covers...
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, guys. It's okay.
Bro, did they dropping
they're
it?
They're making that thing a whole issue.
So he just goes, come on.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Guys.
I kid you not.
I don't think it's that deep.
I kid you not.
Personally, I don't think it should be that deep.
I kid you not. It was a big discussion. There was
are you for real?
One of the contestants who is part of the LGBTI community was like, yo, I feel uncomfortable. I think you should just
nah, fuck that shit.
I kid you
that's
not.
Bullshit, dog. Look, we know we've gotten in trouble before, but that's been ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Weird. Yeah.
Guys is guys. Like,
and women have had no problem.
Guys is everyone.
I don't understand if maybe before, previously, women had a problem. They felt like, no, guys does not.
You see, that's different. Not,
but it's like, if you can't, that's how you greet people in the group. It could be just an old girls WhatsApp group. Hey, guys.
Oh, you guys do that as girls?
Yes.
Exactly.
Poor guy. What was he saying now? Come on, lesbians. Come on, gays. Come on, straight people.
Come on, transsexuals. Come on.
Come on. Bisexuals.
Pansexuals.
Come on, the questioning question mark. Come on. Who am I leaving out? Transracial.
Yeah.
I saw transracial on Twitter. This guy who loves like K-pop so much, white guy.
Yeah.
He's now changed and did his eyes and stuff to look Korean. Now that's transracial. I was like, huh, transracial?
What's that?
When you identify as another race.
Oh,
yes.
And you go about to actually change your attributes to now become that race.
Yeah.
So I can be Zulu.
Yes. No, that's trans.
Yeah, trans tribe. Trans tribal.
That's trans tribe.
Yeah,
that's
so
different.
You identify as a Zulu man.
Yes.
You're a vendor man who identifies as a Zulu man.
That's wild, dog.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. I even like retweeted. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy, man. Yeah. No, but that's ridiculous now to expect. Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, bro.
This guy's been doing this for like almost 30 years now.
Yeah.
Well, like 25 years. Guys.
Yeah.
Because it's
not. Did you check out the Kanye West Drink Champs interview?
No, I'm seeing snippets.
Yeah, no, it was lit.
Yeah, it was lit. I also saw snippets of it.
Well, which snippet did you see?
Okay, when he talks about his wife, you know, still referring to Kim as his wife. Mm. And yeah, his just commitment to his family and stuff. Like, yeah.
You can tell Kumble Kai is missing Kim.
Yeah,
right?
No. Tell, yeah, yeah.
But Kim is gone. Kim is with this other unknown. This other comedian.
The comedian.
There's other Pete, young boys. Like 21, 23.
Pete, no way. She's
25, 26, somewhere there.
She's got a Ben 10.
He was with Ariana Grande, that guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
And someone is funny because someone said that it's white privilege because in order to date Kim as a black guy, you need to be top five in your career. Right? If you want to be a footballer, basketball player, rapper, you need to be... You can't just
top tier.
Be young, little something. You know what I mean? And then here comes this, and I don't know the kid, but I mean, he's known, but he's not like an A-lister, and he's rocking.
What?
They were together at some theme park, going on rides. Yeah.
What happened to once you go black, you can't go back?
Oh.
Clearly Kanye wasn't representing as well.
Wow.
Clearly.
Zulu. Oh, he's trans.
No. Kanye can't be Zulu. Kanye is something else. You wouldn't be Zulu if it was an African. You know what I mean? Ray J, Ray J Zulu.
Ray J Zulu.
Ray J Zulu, dog. Ray J Zulu. Because he loves brandy. Hey, how about this?
But how crazy that is he's worth $9.9 billion, which is black person in America.
Mm. Now, guys, where are these numbers coming from?
Yeah.
Suddenly you broke the billion mark. Wait, guys. 9 billion.
Yeah, let me Google.
Kanye broke the billion mark like 2 years ago, a year ago.
Mm.
When did he jump to 9 billion? When Jay-Z worked his entire life to get to even 1 billion. Mm. All right, guys. Someone is these numbers are not real.
What if they are?
I don't even think Kanye is as liquid as Jay-Z in terms of let's...
Oh, it's 1.8 billion.
Oh,
1.8 billion.
Okay, yeah.
Why are you going on? Like, it's
no,
your money.
Because I knew it's a lie. I knew I wasn't wrong.
Like, it's Channel O, man.
Because I'm not wrong. I was like, impossible. He's worth 9 billion already.
1.8 is still a lot, though.
It's still a lot.
It's a lot of money.
It's still a lot. It's
but
dollars.
It's not liquid. A lot of it is sales of Yeezys and future projections. It's a reach.
Let me check
it's a
Jay-Z.
Reach. If Kanye and Jay-Z would say, let's withdraw and sell all our stocks and all the holdings that and the positions we hold in all different companies, Jay-Z would come up with more money than Kanye.
He's got 1.4 billion.
Ooh.
And Jay-Z. Is still got, I think he's got more money. Like if there were to be, let's liquidate everything and
let me
turn
do
it
Kim
into
Kardashian.
Money.
Let me do Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
It's worth 1.2 billion.
1.2.
These people have money, man.
That's serious money, man. Serious money.
Fuck.
I love Kanye, the fact that he could go to... Oh, thank you, dog. Thank you. I love Kanye, the fact that he could go to... Oh. Dude, why is he bringing the empty one? I'm thinking, why is he bringing it? It's almost that. Thanks, dog. Hey, which one is this one? Which one is this one? They said I'm drinking too much of the ones on display.
So who said that, bro? Hey? Who said that?
Chillers. They're like, hey, salt. Blah, blah. Like, you had 12 of these things in 30 minutes. You're having 12 of these Amstels.
Hey? Oh, but on a positive display.
Yeah, but on a positive display, you know. It was Amstel. 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 Like the Bryce Show numbers. Fuck, that's all hate. That's all banter, man.
He already hates us. You know you can't say anything bad about it.
Oh, yeah. But you see, that's one thing I'm saying about Kanye, right?
Yeah.
He didn't wait to fall off or before coming up. And that's one thing I love about the guys that side. He went on a big platform and spoke his truth.
Yeah.
In South Africa, the guys want to fall off. Mm. Then they're going to come to podcasts and chill and be like,
but you got to understand where they come from. There's a lot of stake, bro. There's a lot of bags. And here,
well,
I think it's
with
more...
With the price show, there's a lot at stake.
You're just starting beef, Wena. Yes. You're just starting beef. Why? Oh.
Hey, bro, there's a lot of steak, bro.
That's a lot at stake.
You know, these guys have brand deals and whatnot.
That is very true.
You know, and the thing is, when you cover this platform, anything that you might say could be taken out of context. For example, look at Buhle, right? You're speaking a truth, but then people just blew it out
blew
of proportion.
Blew it up, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So imagine if you have a 10 million rand deal.
On the 100 million. You got a 100 million rand deal.
Yo,
trip.
Yeah. So I get where they're coming from, bro.
That's true. And the guys that sound like Kanye, I mean, he's got this whole Yeezy thing, which he owns. No one brand can pull the plug and see him go broke.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He's got endorsements, but doesn't rely on them.
But yeah. Also, the guys that side, whenever they get brands, it's always according to their terms. Here, we're always just trying to... just get as much bags as we can.
As we can. Thank you, right? It's like, if, I mean, people know that Saul is this kind of character, and then the brand comes through and say, okay, but we do not want you to drink on the podcast. We don't want you to say, to curse, say this word, right? And I still take the brand, and now I've compromised my...
your
my
character.
Character.
Yeah.
Just for the bag.
Let me say, let's
then
say...
Now they've got me by the balls. Meatballs.
Let me say, I'm an insurance company, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I approach you, dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, so we see what you're doing on the podcast. Yeah. You're dope, right? We want to get you for this campaign. We've got 10 bars and we want to shoot an ad. All you got to say is, hi, my name is Saul Penduka and I love Venda Insurance. Go get it.
Venda Insurance?
Yeah. Would you do it?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I say that?
Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't I?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, hi, my name is Saul Penduka, and I love Venda Insurance.
Yes.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the chiller's like, oh, and then so which one?
No, it doesn't compromise me. Yeah. In what way?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't compromise me. Like, in what way?
Because it's not like you ever said you're a Venda hater.
Yeah, like, if an insurance company says, Saul, go say, hi, drinking is bad, don't do it. It reduces your lifespan. Right?
Yes.
Then okay. I wouldn't, you see.
You wouldn't do it?
That is a
I
bidding.
Wouldn't do it.
10 ball on the table. Mom Kiza style, envelope.
You're
right here, Baba.
You on the pitch. They bring it to the day of the pitch.
Yeah. You're taking it.
Nah.
I'm taking it, dog. Son. I'm fucking taking it.
Son.
I'm taking it, dog.
How? 10 million.
You're a clean
man. I'm sorry,
man.
My daughter's going to watch this 5 minutes time. What the fuck, stupid nigga? Fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
Bro, I'm taking it. And then Monday episode, I'm like, guys, I apologize.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You see, yeah, but you're right, dog. Cash is king, man. Yeah, I'd probably take it, but then I'd need to stop drinking.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
Yeah.
You see, it's still a huge compromise, but I take it with a compromise.
Mm.
Then now you need to stop drinking.
Mm.
Can't be seen out, and a lot of people see me like out, you know, drinking, chilling, you know, so.
You go, Slater, are you taking the 10 bucks?
And I'm taking it.
Oh,
taking it.
Obviously.
Oh, I'm
from 1.5 wife allowance.
How?
Yeah, she's definitely taking it.
I'm taking it. I'm quitting alcohol for that.
Speaking about money, man, what happened at the Hawks? Gaze it in.
What happened?
So, you know what happened, right?
Mm.
Basically, there was a half a ton of drugs.
It's nice to see she's not life's good today.
No, I'm not life's good today.
Welcome.
Yes.
I'm back.
Podcast of the year.
So guys, half a ton of like cocaine specifically was stolen or it's just gone missing.
Damn.
And this was from at the Hawks offices in Durban, Port Shepstone.
Damn.
And this, now when these news were reported last week, Monday, you know what they even said? They said this happened between Friday and Sunday. Now, my question is, you mean, is there no cameras, no security there?
Danko.
First and foremost. And yes. Then there was, after that, there was a tweet saying, someone tweeted saying, now you're going to see the Moti brothers are going to come back.
I saw that.
And lo and behold, this past Thursday, the Moti brothers.
Those Indian kids.
Who were kidnapped.
Who went missing, right?
Yeah.
Like, all the boys, like
all
family,
the boys,
like siblings.
The four boys, yeah. They were taken on their way to school. I think it was a couple of weeks back. I know that story broke while we're still in Ghana, actually. Yeah, so... What's the connection?
There's a lot. No, you know what? There's a lot of weird things around that story because, number one, there's a Twitter account of the South African government.
Yes.
Government SA or whatever on Twitter, verified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They never tweet about missing kids.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they tweet about these kids being found.
Yes.
And I'm like, guys, there's kids. This is South Africa. There's kids missing every day. And I said,
their kids who are still missing have not been found till today.
2 years.
Yes.
2 years. And I said, beautiful news, but can you please also post about the other missing kids?
Mm-hmm.
What is special about these missing kids?
Huh.
You know what I mean? Because we know people are saying it's confirmed there's no relation, but like two years ago, the president used a private jet.
Oh, yes.
Belonged to a guy with a Moti surname.
It's the father
right?
of the kids.
It's not the father of the kids, though.
Oh. Mm.
It's not the father of the kids. No, no. It's not the father
it's
of
not.
The kids.
Okay.
But we don't know if he's either the cousin of the father of the kids. Are they related? What is going on?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I think, I mean, really, it's not like it's Naidu.
Mm.
Where it's just every Indian is nice, you know, like which are the other ones?
Muhammad.
Or Muhammad. You know what I mean? Or Khan. Or Singh. You know, it's Moti. It's very. I don't
distinct.
Think it's not like popular. It's distinct. It's not governor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, they play with the government. These Motis, they might as well be governor. But something is up there. That Moti family is. Seems very connected and very.
Are we looking at another Gupta situation?
Yeah, I'm an A-lister. Umoti Otti. I'm an A-lister.
Usama Yomuti.
But it's weird. It's very weird. Something shady is going on.
Okay, like, so I don't know about the story. So break it down for me. The kids were abducted.
Kids abducted.
For ransom.
Seems so.
Right.
But missing kids. Families come out missing kids.
Shut
they don't tell us the people want a ransom or whatever, but missing kids. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, 200 million goes missing.
Yeah.
From the Hawks.
200 million worth of drugs goes missing from the Hawks. Guys, this
offices.
Is. This is.
The
firstly,
Hawks offices.
Firstly.
Uh-huh.
No. Something's up here. How much transport do you need to steal something worth half a ton.
Half a ton. There should be a truck that was parked
there. A huge truck. These are the Hawks offices.
That's why I say there's no security. And when they reported the story, they said it happened between Friday and Sunday.
Yo.
It's not even like, no, it happened on Saturday between 1 and 2 when the security went for lunch. You know what I mean?
It's not a cut in 60 seconds kind of job. This is a serious job that needs... hoisting everything and loading it on the truck. It needs a lot of hands. It needs a big vehicle or a lot of small vehicles and a lot of time.
Bro, you can't even steal a mic from David Mashavele Studios without him knowing.
Oh, flip. No.
That gate won't open.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I once looked at his mic. I'm like, hey, this one.
They are screwed onto the table.
They're not going anywhere, these ones. And also, if the Hawks, if their officers, they keep evidence, and some of it is 200 million worth of drugs, which is half a ton, there's a shitload of other evidence. That's not the only evidence
exactly.
there. So, I mean, this is like saying the SA Mint, where they print money, doesn't have enough security, or proper security.
Sure.
And they just saw millions disappear.
Yes, or Coin or these other cash in transit companies don't have proper security. Mm. Where you can just walk in and take 5 billion.
But how dumb do you think
currency?
People think we are, bro?
Well, they think we're, like
we've Africa seen narcos. How many narcos have we seen? Come
this
on.
This is a movie.
We are not dumb,
we know this.
Bro.
We know this script, guys.
It's not a pencil that goes missing. Mm. It's half a ton of
cocaine.
Almost a quarter of a billion rand.
And has not been found till now.
And I heard Bonang's flying back. The timing.
Can you stop slick tendencies, please?
Hey, slick is a bad influence.
But like, you're right. Something is weird in that story. Where there's smoke, we all know the proverbial fire is there. Someone is lying to us. Like, they think we're born yesterday,
bro.
Dude, the hawks.
The whole hawks.
These are the hawks.
So who's going to do this investigation? The police or the hawks?
Both clearly unfit. It's yeah.
And they cancelled Narcos season 4, hey? They cancelled it, yeah.
For real?
Yeah. What? But I'm glad they did, man.
It's the same story, though. Same. Yeah. We all know, like, some...
And there's too much of these shows now.
Rises to the top from, you know, Latin America, owns billions... The pipeline of drugs to America, it's the same story.
Yeah, man. Anything else has been happening, Ghost Lady?
Actually, you know what, guys? I was touched by a story, right? There's this trainer from Pretoria. And I've attended his classes. It's so close to my heart.
You attended his classes?
So many times. I knew that guy.
What happened to him?
Lawrence Masenge, who got shot on a live while doing his class on Zoom.
What?
Yes, got shot.
Yes, he got robbed.
He got robbed.
While instructing people on Zoom.
Kidding.
Yo. I was so heartbroken by that thing, man. So, you know, RIP to Lawrence Masenge.
Is he famous? Is
like, he's a famous, like, you know, fitness trainer. Like, he's does a lot of show. Like, he's had his... He was actually going to do his own show, I think, soon, coming up soon. Like, he used to be in your gyms, your Virgin Actives, around Pretoria. And people... Like, he had such a big following because people literally... Wherever he's training, people are there. Mm. So, man. Like,
so what happens? Did you see the video?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Zoom feed.
No, man. You can see him die.
Well, you see him, the guy shooting
you
him.
You see him get shot.
Yeah, you see him get shot. No, man. And he's there on the floor and the guy runs... away, you know, because this was at his home in Ashridgeville, if I'm not mistaken.
And you hear
the audio.
I don't get it, because where is it, garage?
We'll say it's at his home where he set up a studio, and then obviously he puts a camera there, and then he starts the training.
So was he getting robbed, or was it a hit?
Well, how it seems like it's like it was a whole robbery, but then there's rumors, like obviously if you just go through the story, some people are saying maybe this is another personal trainer, like they're saying that guy looks familiar who's shooting him, it's another personal trainer, so it could be a whole...
That you didn't hear the shots, no, because you guys stay in Pretoria, you didn't hear them.
It's Ashridgeville. Okay. Saltsfield, it's far.
That's wild, bro.
Yes.
Wait, so they're saying another trainer could have possibly killed him?
Yeah, this is all allegedly now. So, yeah, and it's...
Guys, what's happening in SA, bro?
Hey, you feel him, bro. Hey, you feel him. You feel him. Like... Because I'm thinking, if it's a robbery, just get in the house, take whatever. Oh, you see he's in the garage... exercising, working out. You're like, hey, don't get worked up. Chill. Stay down. Don't do sit-ups. Stay down. We're robbing you. Just talk there. You know, go Zoom, it's fine. We'll take everything else and go. Why kill the guy?
Yo, kill the guy.
I saw you didn't have water during the week, ne?
Oh, yeah. You know, our building has got pumps. I didn't have water, but then it came back. We had water. My building has got like pumps and stuff.
Pumps.
But there is going to be a water outage.
Yes, there's going to be a water outage this week.
52 hours.
And they also included Hillbro.
52 hours, guys.
Yeah, Hillbro.
Hillbro.
No electricity.
You.
No shedding.
Mm.
No way.
I don't know where we're going as a country, bro.
It's bad.
I do not know where we're going.
It's bad.
And this coalition thing is not going to work, man.
No, it won't work. And I understand why the guys do not want to have a coalition with the ANC, because they are the problem. They are the contaminator.
Yeah.
You take something that's not contaminated, put in the same cup, everything then gets contaminated, right? If someone does not have a work ethic and they've been fucking up, you know, municipalities, why then would you want to rope them into your team, you know?
Fuck. And we're black, we can't even say we're going to Australia.
We, dog, fuck. We're here. You can't go down under.
Well, the closest is Zimbabwe, so that's not...
Geez. Yeah, we can't go there, you know what I mean? Because it's also messed up.
And they are here, so...
Yes, exactly. And you can't blame them for being here. And so I always say this, right, to a lot of people, that South Africa, mess, where we're going, we will be that country. Because people... Listen, bro. People don't leave their home countries because they love, they hate their home countries naturally.
Mm-mm.
They just look for greener pastures and they want better opportunities. And one day as a country, we might be in the position whereby, if you can afford it, go look for better opportunities elsewhere.
Don't you think we spoiled brats though?
How so?
Like we're used to getting all this shit, like, you know, it's become a norm.
What shit?
What
like
shit?
Electricity. Water.
We should. Pay taxes.
No. Hey,
what do you mean, dog? We can't be spoiled. If you're saying maybe like...
We went to Ghana. We saw Ghana. We're living soft. Let's be honest. We're living soft.
You are living soft.
Yeah, dog.
With my UPS. You guys better get a UPS, eh? It'll change your life, eh?
Oh, all right.
UPS.
How much is UPS? UPS?
It was a pure surprise.
UPZ. Okay, but good one.
No, I stole good that one. From you. I stole that from you.
Yeah?
I remember you did one, but they didn't put it up that episode.
Oh, yeah, I did do a UPZ thing.
Yeah. Why are you acting surprised?
Yeah? I don't know. Yes. You're the plug with these things, you know? Yeah, but look, no, dog.
By the way, if you don't know what a UPS is, it's a thing that you can get, and then while there's load shedding, you can have like 4 or 5 appliances on. So I usually have my Wi-Fi
so
on.
So it's basically some like a power bank for appliances.
Yes. Oh, yes. Shit. It helps, bro.
And how many hours do you
Wi-Fi?
Get?
4 to 6 hours.
4 to 6? Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So you last through a whole of like stage
load,
4.
Load 5. Load stage 4.
Yeah.
That's the highest stage we have.
Yeah. Highest stage.
So yeah, you were saying we're not spoiled brats.
No, we're not, dog. Getting what government is elected and put in place to do. Them delivering on their deliverables does not make us spoiled brats. Electricity is a deliverable. Water, basic deliverable. Then there's other things like quality education, transport even, you know what I mean? Which they have no control over public transport. We're not spoiled. We just want government to work. South Africa makes a lot of money, bro. And we just, and therefore it means government collects a lot of taxes. Let things just work and run.
What did you think about F.U.W. de Klerk passing away?
F.U. That's what I think. Oh, shit. That's what I think. F.U. de Klerk.
Are F.U.
As soon as they declare him dead. The F.U. No, but honestly.
What's F.W. de Klerk?
F.W.
Yeah.
Oh.
F.U. de Klerk.
Turn the U to a W.
Yeah. No, man. Like I think, you know, I've been seeing people dancing on his grave. It's very tricky to celebrate the death of a human, right? Mm. It's very tricky. Mm. But shit, that guy did some evil things, dog.
Bro.
And I saw he posted a video and they had to wait till he died. I think that was cowardice.
Mm. Yeah.
He went to his grave with a lot of truths that people needed to know. Like, for example, the Craddock Four. Craddock Four, it's 4 guys from Craddock in the Eastern Cape who were abducted and murdered by the government.
Yeah.
Right. So back then, there was a state security council, and it was basically overseeing security in the country.
Mm.
But all it was really doing was counterinsurgency. So the PAC, ANC, all these guys and any other political activists, they were just killing them.
Huh.
De Kock, what's his name, that guy with the death
Eugene.
Squad? Eugene De Kock was operating under, you know, the security, state security council, and there were other divisions, you know what I mean, where they'd Flak Blas, and that's Eugene De Kock line. So Craddock 4, they killed these guys, and till today, no one has taken the fall for it.
Mm.
F.W. De Klerk was in the meeting that approved the killing of these four black men.
Yep.
He was there. You know what I mean? He was like at the helm of this institution, which was essentially an assassination outfit. Till today, no one. So there were like two inquests, and because it was a cold case till documents surfaced, whereby it was like, no. State Security Council did say these four people must get murdered. De Klerk was there.
What do you think he could have done to repent?
For example, according to you, for example, admit that apartheid was a crime against humanity. I think there was an interview 2 years ago, a year ago, where he denies.
It's like, he denied.
Yes. Yeah, that it was a crime.
Yeah.
That it's actually a crime. Because he knew if he admits, someone has to pay. If there's a crime being committed, someone has to pay.
Mm.
Like literally, Eugene de Kock, and I don't know, maybe a few others, there have been a few individuals who went to prison for apartheid.
Yeah.
And the crimes that were committed under the leadership of the apartheid government.
Mm.
There's so much.
And he still got even a Nobel Peace Prize.
Ooh, yeah. Mandela will tell you won't take his unless Umchita comes along. And then Michael Mandela. Eh?
I'm saying hello.
Oh, I thought maybe my facts were wrong. You can correct me. And then Michael Mandela now has the audacity to come out, also him, and says Eugene de Kock was a pillar of strength. I mean, F.W. de Klerk was a pillar of strength to his family. I'm like, dog, this guy was in charge when people, till today, there's people who grew up not knowing their fathers and mothers.
Yeah.
Who were killed by the apartheid government.
Families.
Which he was the president of. Right? And he never came out to admit. So accountability. You know what I mean? Just the guy never took accountability. And he got cancer. And he wants to wait till he dies, till videos are published. And he's saying, sorry, sorry. Okay, Shab, sorry, but then, where is the
And he never admitted to any, he just said apologize for apartheid. So you see when a sorry is very broad and general and it's nothing, you know.
And look, we know apartheid was there before he even ascended to the presidency, because there was F.W. P.W. before him, you know. But for the issue you did, admit and say, this is what I did. This, you know what I mean? Because there's families who are torn apart today because of the actions of that government. So I feel nothing for him. I feel nothing for him or for his death. I just hate the fact that also in his heart of hearts, he probably died saying, ha, this is why we didn't want black people to take over the government. There's no electricity.
Eish.
There's no water. Corruption is rife. Unemployment is at 30%.
But can we also blame also our government? I'm just saying, are we able to also blame our government for actually not really going forward in, you know, like, you see now how Twitter and everyone is talking now that the man is dead.
Yes.
So we've got all of these years, we've got 25 years where actions could have been done.
Sure.
You know? So also our government just, it was like, oh, okay, he said that, sorry, and let's leave him, you know? So what other actions have our government done in order to for us not to be here and talking about these things?
So thank
that's
you.
That's the way also I feel failed.
You're right. And look, it's an indictment on our government because our government has not been chasing. Dude, you know what happens in Germany, Austria, and to Nazi people?
For Nazi people.
They chase them down.
Bro,
hard. Our government hasn't had the political will to chase down people who committed these crazy crimes in apartheid. That's why I'm like, it's just like Eugene de Kock that we know of, but no one else.
And you just have to go to where the Rupert's at? Stellenbosch.
Oh.
Yes.
They're all there.
Yeah. I mean,
they know where to find them.
For crying out loud.
They know where to find them.
Yeah. But nothing is going on.
Nothing happened.
Nothing.
They all rushed for money.
This is a sad topic. Corruption. Man. I hate talking about shit like this.
Yeah, but we had to, you know, like, it's heavy, dog. Like, it's heavy.
But
so
we're still alive, dog.
Hey!
We're still alive. We're still breathing. We're rocking.
We're alive.
All right. On a light note, I want to play a game.
Oh, you want to play a game?
Yeah. Oh,
I want you to ask you guys, would you guys be keen on going to a naked hike? Would you guys do it? There's a naked hike going to be happening end of this month in Free State.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's like you're one with nature. You're naked.
Cool lady.
Yeah.
You're married.
No.
Bring your wife along. You vendor.
How?
Didn't you say you're vendor and you're proud?
No, I feel like it's her way of trying to see us naked.
Ah, no, I'm participating. Ooh. You know?
Ooh, auntie.
My life is good.
That's good. I'd do it.
Would you?
Yeah.
Are you a nudist? Do you like being nude?
Yeah, yeah. When I'm home, generally I'm nude. I sleep naked. I don't wear underwear, generally. I like being free. Everybody knows I don't want the underwear. Yeah, because they've seen my crack. But like, you've seen my crack. Seen my crack.
No.
Everybody's seen my crack.
Nothing.
Everybody's seen my crack. Yeah. You know? Yeah, so I do naked. Definitely.
You see why we couldn't have a female on the crew? Still walking around with this crack.
It's a crack music, nigga. La la la. Music, nigga. La 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 la.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Would you? And you, Mac?
Yeah, no, I'd do it.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Sure.
But yeah, do it. We'll walk together, right? It's not like this. It's sectional, males, females. We'll just walk together.
Yeah.
Chat. I'd do it if it's with people who are not like. How about
a men's only? Like if it's a
Yeah, like so I was at a nightclub the other day and I made a cubicle and clearly this guy knows who I am. And I'm doing my thing and he's staring. I'm like, dude, don't do that, man. You know, because if it was someone else, you wouldn't care, right? Mm. Don't look at my... So if it was people who are not going to focus, you know, on our bodies and they're happy with their body and they're happy with my body, I'm happy with my body and nobody cares about any other body, okay. I'd do it. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of mesh
staring
thing.
Like, yeah, that's what... Eh?
You kind of mesh thing.
Yo, man. Ha, son. Everyone's cracking. So good deal. Since we're happy. So good deal. How's... Since we're happy. You can come to a different branch. To a different tree.
How can we help you?
And get a different trunk. Hey, dog. You know, as long as people mind their own business, I do it. Okay. Nothing I hate more than people. A lot of people like Tony Fela does these OG parties and stuff, and they think I'm gonna show up. And even if that was my vibe, I wouldn't, because now everybody's like, Saul, like, how's his performance? You know what I mean? He's the man of the match. He must, you know, and, you know what I mean? So I do it if people mind their own business. I'm game.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Naked March.
The game is called Guess the Sample.
Guess the Sample.
Ooh, yeah. Guess the Sample.
Yeah.
I'm going to win here.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the name of the track. Tell me who they sampled, all right?
Damn, ooh. Bro.
Are you ready?
Sure.
That's tough without the music. Okay.
Yeah, but you're a producer. You know the stuff.
Yeah.
Ghost Lady, you're a rapper. You know the stuff.
Yeah,
if it's
yeah.
Common songs. Oh, yeah.
Why are you laughing, Aya? Why are you laughing?
Hey, you know, like, Kamsa never plays her songs. His songs. She never plays her songs because we don't know them.
They're ghost songs. No, play them.
She never says her rhymes.
Asibe Happy. Who do they sample? Ask Aya to help you because he's a producer.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
They sampled.
Yeah, dude,
they sampled.
It's new to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not even trying to play the track. Like,
yeah. Guang, guang.
Speak on the mic. Speak on the mic. Black Motion.
Gong, gong.
Nope.
I see we happy. No, I can't. It's not gonna come.
Are you guys ready for the answer?
What?
Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
Oh!
Wow, for real?
Yeah.
Is this correct? Are you sure?
Are you 100%. Sure?
Wow.
Straight from the producer to the laptop.
Hey,
copy and paste.
I just a fool.
Ngicolele, Busta
99. That's a super song, by the way.
Yeah, fucking song of the year. I told you.
No, it's Busta well done, man.
Oh. Isn't it like a song?
No. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Moby, Extreme Ways.
Oh. Moby Dixon.
Moby, man, the white guy.
Moby.
Oh, Moby. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Banyana.
Kluwe la banyana. Kluwe la banyana. Batla Opazi Sa. I know the song. I know the lyrical the lyrical melody, I know it.
Wait.
Yes, it's that thing.
Three. Two. Two and a half.
Yes, yes.
One and a half.
Yes.
No, no, wait, wait.
Like even Timbaland and Magoo did it.
Charles Webster.
Yes.
Charles Webster, La Mesla.
Yes. You know who else sampled it?
Who?
Questa. My Babo.
Why are you standing up? Why standing up?
It's a hot song. Yes.
All right, this one should be easy. Siyathandana.
Summer days. No, worlds, hold on, okay. Popsy Clark.
Oh.
Instead of messing with the future, you know why? Because I was spitting a Summer Day sample, because a lot of them do different Summer Days renditions, especially with the vocals.
Yeah. And then last one, Rufuno.
Eh?
Rufuno, the sample.
Queen Mujaji. The Rain Queen.
Sampled Mkuzen.
5, 4, 3.
Are you serious?
2, 1.
Oh.
I sample myself. Because I'm the greatest.
I did say Mkuzen. I get half a mark.
I'm Mkuzen.
That was dope. Aye, but I don't believe us be happy. Is that Get Lucky? No, it can't be Get Happy.
You know what they do sometimes? Like, as a producer, you are able to.
No, I swear it'd be Get Lucky.
Sometimes.
Get Lucky is fun. We up in all night, get lucky. We up all night to get lucky. I see we're happy. Sounds like we in Ghana now. That's how they play.
A 5 second clip.
Anyway, do you have any gigs coming up tomorrow in Pumba? Are we rocking?
Yes!
Yeah?
So we've been getting a lot of inquiries about Mac and I, and we've got our first gig. Living Room in Belleville, Cape Town on the 28th.
Oh, nice.
So we'll be in Cape Town that weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, and a couple of inquiries from Cape Town, so we're probably going to be rocking. That's our first gig. Cape Town, 28th.
Timon and Pumba.
Huh? You know what I want us to do, bro?
Up start. Yeah?
I want us to go on the mic and just fuck up the ad-libs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, fuck it up. Like, you know, the people will be like, okay, what's an ad-lib? Let me think of an ad-lib. You know, like,
warning ala limakai. We must phone ala limakai.
Yeah, but we must just remix it, fuck it up.
Yeah.
So like even
you won't make it ours.
Bamnandebafana. So we go.
The boys are delicious.
So we go. Bamnandebafazi, and then let's hear what they say.
Oh, the girls are delicious.
No, they're not gonna say that. I get what they're expecting. Bamnandebafana. So we go. Bamnandebafazi. You know, like every when a DJ is playing, Meg G, we want our part.
Yes, yeah, yeah, that's a classic one.
Yeah, so you must go, Meg G, we want Vianos. And then I want to hear what they're going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Just fuck them up.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, Meg G, we want Vianos. Instead of can you feel it, we go, can you suck it?
Oh, that's going to work. Can you suck it? Yeah! Whatever. Yeah!
Because yes. They weren't expecting it, dog.
Let's fuck it up.
Yeah.
Let us fuck it up.
Yeah.
Then we can do it at every place, every party.
Can you suck it?
Yeah, ho. But hell no.
Fuzzy.
Girls are delicious.
The girls are delicious. I'm not a fuzzy. Yeah. Gonna kubona makuku phezulu. Gonna kubona makuku phezulu. Gonna kubona makuku phezulu.
Hey, oh shit, I broke
the Oh shit, you broke the vuvuzela.
I broke the vuvuzela.
No, you can connect. It's cool.
Oh, shit,
let's fuck it up, dog.
Anybody kuku pass?
Anybody kuku pass? No, no. Anybody kuku pass? No, no. I'm a chef. Say Afro. Zang to film one of my Afro pezzo. Look more in the cool cup. Ah, that's what I'm touching. Nice and bold.
Funel.
Oh shit, it is broken.
Oh man. Anything else you want to say, Yosnini?
Guys, no, just peace, love, and happiness, man. What other announcements do you have?
Life's good. Life's good.
All right, 4th December, we're coming at you, man. We're going to be out at the Castle Light. No.
I'll hold the loop. I'll hold the loop. That's definitely going out.
What is that?
Amstel, what?
Amstel.
Friends of Amstel.
Friends
of Amstel. Yes.
Let's go. Hey, this is why we must do this before we're drunk, dog.
Yes, true.
Hey. Okay.
Pelel.
Ushai transition, ne?
But I'm working.
Please, so please.
I'm using more fuel than you.
All right, cool. Let's go.
I'm using more fuel.
Cool. Already, can we go?
Yes.
Tibla. Aya, we're rocking.
How long are we at?
1 hour, 5 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we can still go.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's why I said, Mina, life's good. God, I thought we were like hour 30 or something.
No. But we still have double D, remember?
Yes, we'll double D it.
Oh, okay.
Cool. You ready? Can we go, guys? Oh, otherwise, don't forget, 4th December, yeah? We're rocking. Friends of Amstel, it is back.
Yes.
Bigger and better than ever before. This year, you can check out WizKid. Also featuring Focalistic, Deben Gogo, Kamumpela, Mr. Jazik, Oscar Mbo, DJ Storky, Java, Big Zulu, Banks, Venom, Le Soul, The Capo, La Mise, as well as the one and only Lula Cafe. Tickets are limited and they cannot be purchased. To secure seats, all you got to do is buy an Amstel and then dial *120*132#. I've noticed for the past weeks you've been taking the caps. Why, Vel?
The caps?
Yeah, the Amstel caps.
Yeah, the
Yeah. That's a cap, he's lying. Major cap.
So yeah, make sure you dial *120*132# and then follow instructions. And also, thanks to Amstel, we've been giving away 6-pack of Amstel every week.
Yeah.
Today, congratulations to Tandra_M. She says, I'm really a big fan of Deben Gogo and DJ Storky. Hashtag friends of Amstel SA. So it'd be an honor to see them live as well as meet you guys. We stoked for that one.
Oh, yeah. We stoked to see Deben Gogo. Yeah. Nice one.
Yeah, that's friends of Amstel, 4th of December, man. Oh, can't wait, bro. How many more weeks now? How many more days, weeks?
About 3 weeks to go.
Three weeks to go.
Yeah.
3 weeks
so
to
we
go.
Land from Cape Town like on the 29th, get some rest for a day or two, rock.
Oh, yes.
Amstel.
Yes, yes.
Because we're on the 28th, we're in Cape Town.
Oh, yes.
Then
yes.
We'll rock. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right, coming this week on Channel O, we've got Natasha Tahane.
Ooh, Natasha Tahane. Natasha the honey.
Yes.
Nice. Can't wait.
Blood and water came together on that show.
Ooh. When they became thicker.
Ooh.
And then people get confused about who's dropping on Thursday. So we're dropping Celeste Ntuli on Thursday on YouTube.
Celeste. Heavenly.
Fuck, man. I'm tempted to say it's probably one of the best of the year.
Because of load shedding, I didn't see it on Channel O.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You don't have a UPS, ne?
No, I don't.
I must get one.
Load shedding. Yeah. It even messed us up with which one is this one. How's it going? Have you seen which one is this one?
Yeah. Dog. You're natural, dog.
Yeah, it drops on Monday.
You're
so after the show, it drops at 6.
Nice.
Which one is this one? It's the cartoons, the Popeye things we're doing.
So let's Tuli in your top 5 interviews this year.
Yeah. No, Celeste, definitely. Celeste,
she's so funny.
I can't wait.
She's so funny.
She's so funny, man. Like,
they had a chat. They were making love on camera for the last 5 minutes. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, they were undressing each other right in front of us.
Yeah.
Celeste and Saul.
Yeah. Yeah. Lest we forget that she sees me. Nah, man, yeah. I asked her, because she's a very, like, sexually open
person
to talk about sex, not like open to anyone, to talk about sex.
Nice.
And,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, man. I asked her, like, so, you know, sex, orgasm, you know, because there's
watch the episode. Yeah.
There's different types of orgasm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And everything else you'll see on the episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're out of here. Make sure you support us. Become a Patreon.
Oh, yes.
If you want to support the channel.
Yes.
Even on it's on just YouTube. From 10 rands on YouTube.
Yeah.
Someone was asking, actually, on the, I can't remember, it was on WhatsApp away, about, you said on Patreon you're going to put up the funeral.
Oh, it's there already. We already put
did
it up.
Did you put it up? But did you also put it up for the YouTubers?
The funeral of which funeral?
Yeah, Jesse Q.
Oh, yeah, that one, he let us down. So in the funeral, it's our turn to let him down. He's like, fucking ground.
Why did you guys want that on the show, bro? Why did you guys want the funeral on the show? Because you guys said no. Yeah, you guys said no. That's why they took it out.
I think because of the timing climate of what was happening then. Oh, I think it's just lost Bumpura.
Yeah, yeah, the timing, I think was, it might
have
right
been that. But otherwise, we rock and roll. Fuck him. We'll have it. Couldn't even do another funeral.
Nah.
Yeah. Okay. When Thuli Phongolo leaves him. What's going on with Thuli Phongolo and Boporisa? Now she's with Jezik.
She's with Jezik?
Yeah, it feels like a publicity stunt, though.
Oh, I know, man.
So, no, because she was with Mpura, and then she's been taking cozy pictures with Jazek, but they look very photo shootish.
Yeah.
Then there's a video that trended with Mpura where Maphorisa is like crying while performing and looking lonely and stuff, but it feels planned. Mm. It feels very. Oh, I'm right, ne?
It feels a song.
Very. Yeah. She's
probably. Kali.
Yes. She'll probably drop. She's probably gonna drop a song with Jessica and Maphorisa.
Yeah.
I feel like something coming. It feels very like staged.
Can is, you play is it like the Sheen Dote Dubai?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, even Gadi did an interview this week. It's a mess, that thing.
Can you please give me the thing? I wanna play that song that Saul posted of fuck, my phone's off.
Which song?
The remix they did of last week's episode, something about.
Oh, flip them! I'm a condo. I'm a ghost lady. I'm not a ghost lady. This is a lama god. It's thick, I'm a god. Then someone took that part and they did a remix, a piano mix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Who's got that song on their phone?
Yeah, who's got
this? His phone is dead.
I'm charging. Don't you have it on your phone?
No, I don't.
Oh, fuck.
Aww. Anyone's? Oh, come on.
I'm switching it on.
Oh, you order's off, not dead. There's a power bank you can
charge.
No, I turned it off. I get it. We are professionals. We turn off our phones. When
okay, switch it off.
Oh, levels. Hey, you're a legend.
I like it, bro.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Hey. I asked the guy, I'm like, is it your original composition? It's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck, let's do a song.
Yeah, let's bro. Do you know the guy?
Yeah, he hit me up in my inboxes on DM.
Ah, talk to him, bro.
Yeah, he's taken my gun.
You know,
that's said, a hit.
I mean,
dog.
They've got. They did what? I'm a sneaky next, whatever. I mean, what the fuck?
What?
I'm this guy. There's an old song. I'm a nigga next or whatever.
Yeah, come on, Bell.
Yeah, so we can do.
Oh, it was him. Makanda.
No, man. I'm saying, if the song are existed, similar. Singer, but I'm a nigga next.
Oh, then yes.
I'm a Kanda. I see nigga next. We can just do it. I'm a stigma.
And I'm just there. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest,
people are so proud of me for saying that.
Stigma.
And to be honest, it sounds better than Funo, let's be honest.
No. Don't do that. Funo is a beautiful song. Don't do that. Funo is a beautiful song, bro. Like, this one is gimmicky.
Yeah, it's a gimmick.
But it's a
actually
nice song.
It's a
but
nice
Funo is a nice song.
Is this a TikTok challenge?
Don't do that.
The video said, is it like a TikTok challenge already? Oh, he just laced the song on top of the.
No, he just put the song on top of like
those girls dancing.
People dancing. Yes.
Man, I'd like it to match. No, please put it up, ne? Yeah, man.
I like this.
All right, we're out here. Podcast and chill, man. Boom.
Peace.
Love you.
Man, a mistake. Man, yeah. Dish is up.
That's the only reason we can wait to see you got about.
Oh, fuck you.
Never said. Limo mistake, no, my God.
Oh,
it's just a
vuvuzela,
mate.
Okay, quiet on sound. Quiet on the floor, I mean, yeah.
Camera on, ready. 2 ready, 3 ready, sound okay. Action.
Bro, did you hear DJ Double D and the Les?
Hey.
She had a fallout, bro.
Double D.
Yeah, he's DJ.
That's his DJ, right?
Yeah, for like the longest time.
Yeah. Ever.
Okay,
yeah.
Fallouts are normal. But what's special about this one? I mean,
apparently the Les hit him.
Oh, it got physical.
Yeah. Got physical.
Yeah, let's actually call
it. The Les hit someone. Mm. The Les doesn't look like some like a guy.
Yeah, we haven't called someone. People in a long time.
Can barely make hits there.
Yeah, you know?
It's not the same, man.
Jesus.
Jeez. What did you say?
Yo, yo.
Hey, DJ. Double D.
Double D. Big size.
Bro, what's going on with you and the Les, bro?
Hey, man. Tough shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what to really say about it. It's a tough situation, obviously. You know, it sucks that shit had to go down this way. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, hey, man, I didn't make the decision.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Once put hands on me, trust me, I don't need to put hands on you to hurt you. You know what I mean? So my thing is, like, it's not war. You know what I mean? Which sucks. But, yo, I'm going to protect my own. I'm going to protect what I fucking worked so hard to make and create. And, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but it's not the first time we've had a fallout, you know? A couple of years ago, when we had the fallout, it didn't get this deep where our hands got put on each other or whatever, but...
But what happened, bro? Because we're in the dark. Like, what happened?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man, like, all I can say, like, obviously, on my end, I guess it's like we both feel disrespected, you know what I mean? So I can't really speak for him, but for me personally, I saw some problems, and, you know, at the end of the day, I'm very invested in his career. I'm very invested in
so you were calling him out.
Got going on.
You were calling him out.
Pretty much, bro. Yeah, pretty much. Like, at the end of the day, and, yo, yeah, I'm younger than you, but if I'm younger than you and you just can't take a young argument and me calling you out and me having an opinion on something, then what am I to you? You know what I mean? Are we, like...
What were you calling him
on? Yeah, does he take you serious?
What were you calling him out on?
Yeah, what's the context? Like, give us the context. What you said, what,
yo,
where, what happened?
Yo, well, like, obviously, like, it's a lot of personal things, you know, that's been building up, you know? So I guess there was an argument that broke out, not even between myself and him, between someone else. And then, yo, apparently it's like, yo, have some respect. You're younger. What? So I'm like, yo, fuck that shit. You know what I mean? Everybody that knows me, I'm going to say it like it is. You know what I mean? Especially if I've got business ties in it. So I literally said it like it is. I'm like, fuck that shit. At the end of the day, y'all disrespecting me first.
Bro, so, this makes no sense to me, because I remember the statement came out, I don't know, the day before I was with you guys, you and the Les at Orthodox, and you guys looked like...
No. It came out on the Monday. We were with you on the Saturday.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
So this all happened on the Sunday evening, like before we were going... We had a few gigs on Sunday. So before we went to gigs, yeah, man.
So it's a wrap, bro. So it's a wrap.
Yeah, well, on my end, bro, it's a wrap, because... Nah. Like this, like I said, this is the second time he's done me dirty. In my opinion, last time I was left with nothing. I was left on my ass. Like, I literally had to build myself up. I had to. So this time, you know, I learned my lesson the first time. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me a second time, shame on me, bro. So it's all good. I'll take my L. You know, I obviously thought he changed. I thought things could be better this time. But, you know, unfortunately, they couldn't, you know. And my thing is, bro, I'm so tired of these SA rappers acting like this is the States. Bro, we ain't in no gang. We ain't in no streets. What? Shut the fuck up. Like, this is not America, bro. We don't need to. Yo, now, you go to the cops. Yeah, bro, go to the cops, because, bro, at the end of the day, I've got brands sponsoring me. I've got business investments, bro. I've got clients bigger than you, yourself. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I got to protect what's mine. And yo, people be talking the most shit when they got nothing to protect. At the end of the day,
bro,
I got something to protect. And this time I've learned my lesson from the first time. This time I have a safety net. You know what I mean? I made sure of that because, yo, bro, like I said, I wasn't going to walk out like...
Bro, so are you telling me right now, you guys can't meet, you guys can't call each other, meet somewhere and sort this out?
Yo, homie hasn't even apologized to me. So what the fuck I got to meet with him for?
Damn,
like, bro. After all I did for his career, you can't even apologize to me. You can't even own up to the shit. Yeah, I'm going to make it public this time because, yo, bro, like, anybody that knows me, I don't mind being made the example of, bro. Like, I had a huge blowout with SA Hip Hop Awards last year about them not nominating new wave artists and us new DJs, always the same old whack DJs. Yo, bro, so, you know, and this year things changed. You know what I mean? I got made an example of last year. But shit changed this year. So,
bro, you guys are boys.
So now with Les, same thing. Like, if it means I got to come out and be public about this shit and say exactly what it is,
damn.
Bro, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, I'm bro, fuck if he that.
Hold on, Double D. If he comes to you and he says, now that you've opened the case and he wants to, like, settle out of court, are you open for talks?
Yeah, bro, but like the unfortunate thing is a whole lot of shit has now gone on even after the fact. Like, I've had homies of his threaten me, be racist to me. Motherfuckers are coming to be racist to me. Yeah, like telling me on some mad racist shit. But they forget, like, yo, then why did you come to this white boy in the first place?
Yeah, he's been helping you out. He's a homie now.
When I've been holding you down, like doing shit for you, yo, now you get your homies pull up on me with disrespect. Yo, come on.
That's crazy.
You know what
man.
I mean? So and you're not even pulling up on me. You're not even hitting me up. You got my number, you know where I live. I'm not hiding, I'm outside, bro. Like, this ain't America. That's what guys need to also forget. Like, bro, these rappers acting like they on the corner. Bro, shut up. Like,
they,
bro,
they
we businessmen.
The
at the end of the day, we businessmen, bro. Mm. Like, we got business. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yo, pull up on me with some respect. So I don't care if I'm younger than you, older than you. At the end of the day, what I've done, I deserve the respect. What I've done for him and the shit I've done, and yeah. God bless him. That's why I didn't put hands on him. I'll never put hands on him.
Bro, I heard... Listen, Double D. I heard he's got a new single coming out. It's I'm blue, da ba di da ba da.
Double D, double D, I fuck up. I'm blue, hey, double D, I fuck
God
up.
God bless him, man. I hope, you know, I really do hope he finds, you know, some balance God. And, you know, like, shit works out for him. But for me, yo, bro, once you put hands on me, it's done, bro. Especially if I called you my brother. You know what I mean? I'd never... Bro, I don't care. We can have an argument all day. We cannot speak for a month. Don't pull up on me, put hands on me. What?
Did he, like, punch you? Like, what happened, bro?
Man. It just happened. Like, obviously, I can't say too much.
Why not?
There's an open case.
Why not?
And
man, you're talking to us. Like, we're your homies. We're boys.
And, yeah, with your million subscribers. Yeah, y'all be popping. I'm kidding. But yeah, no, for real, bro. No, at the end of the day, all I can say is your hands got put on me, and I'm never going to put hands on him. I didn't fight back. I don't need to fight back. I don't need to prove I can fight. What are we, 12 years old? All right, come on, man. Like, everybody knows me. I'm a hothead, you know, so I'm trying to change. I'm trying to grow up. You know, beautiful. I've got, like beautiful. I said, I've got business ties now. I'm teaching young DJs how to DJ. What, like, I need to change as well. You know what I mean? I can't be in the streets like this wild Double D that I always used to be, bro. Like, I don't need to prove I need to fight. I'll hurt you in other ways. It's all good.
All right, Double D. Thank you so much for the call, man. Appreciate chatting to you, bro.
All right. Bless, bro.
Thank you.
Cool, man. Nice one, bro. Sorry for what happened to you.
Man, I'm just hoping they can fix this, man. Because they're like a duo. They're like a team,
nah, but
bro.
Let me tell you something, bro. And you know this, right? You've got best friends, like maybe Len or DJ. What's his name? Other friend?
Cat Master.
Bobster.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Fallouts do happen.
Anything can happen. Fallouts can happen.
Yeah.
But you'll never swear at me via my mom. Mm. You'll never lay hands on me.
No.
Thank you. So that's it. That can't be fixed. Yeah. Like, I've had friends, and we're no longer friends because of whatever, but I could have never laid hands on any of my friends, or they could have never laid hands on me or said anything about mom or family, or you know what I mean? Mm. And fuck you is fine. Fuck you, tech, son, a delay of tech. But once you start laying hands, you can't fix that amongst boys.
Yeah, because I saw Mesh almost laid hands on you, but I had to pull them back.
Mesh! He was gonna be mashed, literally. I'm gonna mesh him up, fucking put him down, flush him down the fucking toilet. Mash their heads on me. I'm gonna fuck him up so bad. I'm so good. I'm not that motherfucker. Nah, never. But once a boy's lay hands on one another, it's done, dog. I'd never hit a nigga that I say I love.
Mm.
I can't. Same goes with a woman.
Mm.
I can never. So once you do
that's
that, dog.
Relationships always get tested, you know?
Nah, but physically.
You don't go there.
Physically. Me, I avoid people who piss me off the wrong way. That I can be
that'll
physical with
there.
Them from the get-go.
But you don't avoid Mesh.
Hmm? Yeah, he's a colleague, you see. Then I relegate him to a colleague.
Okay, we need HR.
Then he stops being my boy, he becomes a colleague. Oh, he's a colleague, I understand. You know? He becomes a colleague.
Is that why Mesh is not here today? You're getting them hands.
I could never. Look at my hands, man. Like, I fear hitting someone. Like, yo, the case I'm catching here, and I can catch it. I can't hit. I'm afraid of hitting people because of what it could happen. But I'm not a violent person. I don't believe in violence.
Sweet. Yo, that was 12 minutes. Should we add it?
Nice.
Yeah, add it.
Let's add it.
Yeah, let's add it.
Yo, that's like we're sitting an hour.
And you see, Dalez has been trying to